Ariel, I think this tip is one of my favorite tips you've ever offered because it's one I utilize almost every time I'm in this position. Go!
And it's not even my tip. This is a guest tip from Eddie Cohen. Thank you to Eddie for submitting this at our website, dailytipspodcast.com. Today's tip is sit at the bar in restaurants, especially when it's too crowded for you to actually get a table. If you want to go somewhere and that restaurant is completely booked up, or if you're showing up to a restaurant and it's busy and you didn't have a reservation because you're just happening upon it, and they offer you the bar seat, sit at the bar. Sometimes the chairs are uncomfortable, but I think we can overcome that most of the time in order to have a delicious meal.
Yes, I love sitting at the bar. I have found that the food tends to come out faster. You have quicker access to a refill on your drink, especially if you're dining solo. Sitting at the bar is great. Sometimes you end up in conversation with the people next to you, and that's nice. Other times, no one wants to talk, and that's nice. If you're, like, reading a book, I feel like it's less disruptive to be at the bar. Big fan of sitting at the bar while at a restaurant. Sometimes they have their own menu, and that menu is often better or cheaper or has better deals. I just really like this.
And I'll say, especially if you're alone, I feel like the bartenders are very nice to you.
Yeah.
Do you find that?
Well,
or could it be a girl thing?
Bartenders are nice because
they're nice people.
They are generally paid consummate to their niceness. So if you're solo, they're going to try and make up for the conversation you're not having. But I usually bring a book to discourage it unless I'm in the mood to talk.
Very fair. And with that, we're going to be back next week. This is Friday, so we're back on Monday with another tip. And we hope that that tip helps you, but it's very possible that it won't. And I say that really just because the name of the show is Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You, not for any other reason, not for anything specific that you should anticipate within this tip. Thank you.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.